She keeps the evidence receipts.
Welcome to OK Stupid, the horniest podcast in Brooklyn.
Times receipts.
You thought you heard the last of us, bitches. You were wrong.
And bitches, we're back.
Bitches,
we're back, and we're in person this time.
Yeah, in kind of a huge way. Not even just in an apartment, but in a studio.
Yeah, literally in a beautiful studio. We are in Mikasa Studios right now in Williamsburg, and it is freaking gorgeous.
Yeah. Couldn't recommend and endorse Mikasa enough. We are, an hour into our time here, and look, I'm toasty.
I feel like a real podcaster for once in my body.
I'm not usually getting blue today. Yeah, exactly. So our plan for today is basically we're going to have Jenny speed dating.
I'm going on real dates. It's like very much an OK Stupid classic. I'm going on dates. Mm-hmm. Plus a little bit of a receipts twist in that they're speed dates, that they're going to be 10 minutes each.
And then it's, I would even say, you on the dates.
And then I'm on the dates. I'm on the dates.
Yeah. Since our last episode, Jenny is single, and we had to act quick. You know, we had to book these speed dates stat because, look, folks, she's not going to be on the market for long.
No, she's not. We scrambled and scratched to get a date on the calendar before she's locked down.
Mm-hmm. I cry because, Caroline, you literally emailed me. You listened to an episode, and then you emailed me, like, right after listening to the episode, maybe even while listening, just being like, hi, I hear you're single.
Yeah.
Caroline is, in many ways, your reply guy.
In many ways, you were my reply guy.
Yeah, I'm like, do I hear you're available? So, Jenny, how are you feeling?
Okay, so I dressed up a little bit. It's fully real dates. We do remember, for anyone who's listened to receipts before, that my most recent boyfriend, who I dated for a few months, previously at the beginning of the year, we met because of speed dating on my podcast. So I know that this has worked before.
So no pressure.
No pressure. I literally got a boyfriend out of this one time.
Does that mean the only time you've done speed dating?
What? Yeah, the one and only time I did speed dating.
So 100% success rate.
100% success rate right now. And you guys have a very high success rate too.
Well, we're feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, we're feeling good. We feel like we brought some good boys in here for you, so.
Yeah, and I feel a little nervous. I did get to meet two of them before we even started, just kind of in the hangout time, and I'm like, okay, oh my god. Dates are happening.
And they're here for you.
They're here for me.
Which is already a strange experience, right?
Yeah.
You normally don't meet someone that you're going to go on a date with, and then make them go downstairs.
Right, and say, hang out with a Wrangler before you talk to me. Please go hang out with a Wrangler. Who's a hilarious comedian herself. I think we should just shout her out right now.
Absolutely. Rachel Buster.
Yeah, Rachel, the shout out is your payment. Just kidding. I'm joking. I'm going to give you a pair of Nike shorts. We're here. We're back. We're fully locked and loaded. And we also have a show, Jenny, end of July at Union Hall, that you're going to want to go in and buy tickets to. And we're going to do more of this, speed dating. But Jenny will be wifed up by them.
I hope to be wifed up by them.
It will not be her.
It will not be on the date, but we will have comedians on some of these dates.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're having some people bring their receipts live. So if you have a receipt that you want to talk about live in our show, potentially hit us up.
Yeah.
Come to the show and bring the person your receipt is about so you can drag them publicly.
I guess before we bring them in, Jenny, is there anything in particular you're looking for or looking to avoid tonight?
I just would like to have a nice conversation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would like for the conversation to flow, so I'm very thankful that both of you are here to help me do that.
Prompts,
helping with prompts. That's essential and exciting. Otherwise, 10 minutes is not that much time.
No.
10 minutes is not that much time.
It's not that much time, but it's enough time to read a vibe.
It is really enough time for a vibe. So I'm hoping maybe there'll be some second dates after this. We'll see.
We'll see. And for anyone who's listening, if you would like Caroline and I to moderate your first date, we are available, and we'll do it for free. But I think we're ready.
Well, Cod, really quick, is there anything that we are looking for and not looking for Jenny? Jenny is a friend. We're looking out for her.
That's a good question. I'm curious. I have actually not been on very many dates, so I'm excited to learn some tips. Yeah, that's true. I've been on a lot of podcast dates, so I sort of know what to look for in that respect. I want to see someone who asks you questions.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I want to see someone who's not a narcissist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
someone
who holds their liquor.
Okay, yeah. That's really important. I'm going to try to be that person, too.
I'm going to see someone vomit on stage. That would be funny.
What I actually want me to joke about this, I want Rachel to fall in love with one of the dates while they're downstairs in the holding
room. That would be so funny, and I did give Rachel permission to do that. I was like, Rachel, anything that's working out for you downstairs while you guys are hanging out, please go for it. It's okay. I get 10 minutes, you get maybe 30.
Okay, well, I think we're ready to bring in the first date.
We're ready to bring in the first date.
Okay.
I'm blushing.
Okay, we're pulling him in. And we won't give anything away here, but I will say we're excited for this person, and we have some good questions locked and loaded for them.
Okay, absolutely cannot wait, and the third date is walking in the same time. The first date is coming down the stairs. In person is a dream come true.
Yeah, this would have been so much easier to avoid it, but...
Well, just to recap, my third date just walked in at the same time my first date was coming up the stairs.
That feels great, because I grew up watching MTV's Next. It's all of us together, always. So, look, it's true.
So the thing is, like, if anyone becomes, like, lifelong friends, we love that, too. That's something that the Bachelor franchise does really well. They do marriages very poorly, but they keep making bromance friends so well.
Right. Okay, cool. So we do hope that the guys are broing it up down
there. Yeah, please be broing it up.
Okay, so now we're ready for our first date.
We're ready for our first date. Yeah.
Welcome to the date.
Tame.
Yeah.
Tame.
Hi,
Tame.
Hi.
You
get to hear.
Have a seat.
Hi.
Anyone who run the wires?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for coming on a date with me.
I know, it's like, yeah, I'm super excited.
Have you ever been on a date like this before?
Sorry, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
There's so many, like, things. I'm just looking at you, right?
Yeah, you're just looking at me. We're just talking. We're on a date.
Cool.
But yeah, there are a lot of things. There's fully a full studio setup and the microphones, and we have an amazing technician, Sam, who's very hot. Mikasa has hot techs.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
Sam, if you're single, we'll get you on a speed dating round next.
Okay, so Tame, if you could introduce yourself and, you know, Jenny, you too, each give maybe one sentence of introduction just so you guys have a base understanding.
Yeah, who are you? What do you do? Etc.
You're first.
Cool, I'll do it. I'm Tanmay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Taurus.
Oh.
And I'm Tanmay, I'm a Taurus, I'm a writer, and tomorrow I'm going to make my open mic debut.
Oh my god.
Some might say tonight you're making your
own. You're kind of doing it literally right now.
Okay, yeah. That's so, insane. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. I'm a Sag. I'm a Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason I would do something like this.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And I've done too many open mics and I might be starting one.
Okay.
If you can believe that. Yeah. Because
okay.
I think the open mics are really bad right now. Where are you going to go?
Farewell. That's where I met Emily and
Yeah. Pulled straight from the open mic.
Yeah.
That's a good open mic.
Okay. Did you perform though at that one or did you just watch?
No. I just watched. I was like, I'm so terrified. So that's
really?
Why I was like, my first time there.
Okay. Why? So, do you do other creative things? If not, stand up?
So I write.
Oh, cool.
I've always written, but I feel like the last year I had was the most extraordinary year of my life.
Yes.
So I was like, I just need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my plan is to just hit a bunch of open mics and then just, you know, see where it goes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And when you write, are you writing comedic things or is it mostly dramatic? Like, what are you writing?
So, I call what I write like quirky dramas.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So they're all like dramas, but they're like strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like one of them is like I wrote this feature about like a lab rat,
uh-huh,
which becomes America's first animal president.
Uh-huh.
So it's like that's kind of the vibe.
Okay.
So it's like serious, but it's like. Yeah.
But it's also a little quirky, silly.
Did you say animal president?
First animal president.
Animal president.
Yeah.
Well, we did already have Ronald Reagan.
Right. Well, I was going to say, wasn't our last president kind of an animal?
No. He's a dog.
But this is strictly an animal. I think that's it.
Okay, yeah. He's legitimately a rat running the country.
Yeah.
I can see that.
She is. She's our first female president, too.
She is also the first
president. She's our first female president, and she's a rat president.
That was my first variation of the log line, and then people just got mad at me. They were like, the first female president will not be a lab rat. Change this immediately. I was like, okay, I changed the logo.
Yeah, I hope our first female president is just, you know, a talented, smart woman.
I hope it's pizza wrap. Okay, you guys, what is your favorite word for sex or phrase?
Oh, favorite word. Okay, this is something that these two do on their podcast. This is a classic them question.
Tells a lot about a person.
Yeah.
Can you go first on this one?
Yeah, I'll go first. I think my favorite word for sex is fuck. Mm-hmm. Classic. It doesn't feel wrong. It just is like, we're gonna fuck. I'd like to fuck him. That feels...
Yeah.
That feels like probably the most natural thing for me to say. But also have sex, depending on the company that I'm with.
Yeah.
Like, we had sex. I'd like to have sex. Also, that happens. But, you know, if it's a real friend, I'm gonna say fuck.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you fuck a real friend, but then with somebody else who'd have sex with them.
No. I mean, just like if I'm, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said have sex when you're talking to like your parent.
Yeah. If I'm talking to my parent, then we kissed.
Okay.
Then we held hands. Then we slept over. I'm talking to my parent. But yeah, if I'm talking to like, you know, someone who's not a close friend, I'll be like, I had sex with him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I was trying to like delay, but I've spent.
You did
like,
a good job delaying.
Thank you. I feel like the words which I've used, like if I've used sex and fuck, and maybe like doing it, and when I want to be very ambiguous, which is like often, then I just say hooking up.
Okay, yeah.
It can mean anything.
It is everything.
So.
And anything.
I feel like hooking up maybe just because it's like, you know, because then nobody knows what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that's
I
great.
Would say hooking up, yeah.
That's interesting for a writer to want to be that ambiguous.
Yeah. No, because this is my personal life, right?
Okay.
This is not my story.
Does the rat president have sex?
The rat president had a lot of sex on their way to becoming a rat president.
Really? Okay.
But then
not in the White House though.
I had to tone it down, yeah.
Okay.
But actually, the story ends when she gets to the White House.
Okay.
So maybe that is.
So it's about the election. It's
not.
We don't get
like,
to see her policy.
We don't.
Okay.
We don't get to see her like sex policy.
Okay.
You don't get to see her illicit affair with an intern.
Right. Well, I'm hoping we're done with that too in the White House, but I don't know. I guess if I were president, and my intern was hot. Okay, if you were president, and your intern was hot.
Uh huh.
Would you have sex with your intern? Or hook up with your intern, to use your phrase.
I feel like it, I mean, it feels...
The power dynamic is so bad, but
yeah,
it kind of feels
exactly.
like...
I tried once and I was rejected.
It's like... what did you say?
You tried once to...
I tried once and I was rejected.
By the intern?
Yeah, by an intern.
By an intern, okay.
We were the same age, I should, you know,
right.
clarify.
Right. That's sad. I feel really bad if that happened to me.
If you were the intern or you were the president?
If I was the president
and
my intern said no thank you?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I know.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you know, you want to give it a shot.
Sorry, Emily.
What's your open mic?
What's my open mic?
Yeah.
We haven't found a venue yet,
mm-hmm.
but I'm starting it with my friend Zach,
mm-hmm.
who's very funny and great. We basically have been really disappointed about how many mics there are right now and whether they're good or not. We kind of feel like there isn't one where we would see our friends.
Mm.
There was one fun one I went to with Emily and Caroline, much like you. And
which one?
Venus, the at Art Bar.
Okay.
Birth of Venus at Art Bar. Shout out to them. But other than that, like there isn't one that's close to me that I like, and I am. Very good at hosting shows.
Okay.
I'd
Amazing.
Say it's a talent of mine.
Amazing.
So I think if I had an open mic, it would be literally the best one.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, so
that's
if I have one year coming.
Yeah. It won't be my debut, but it'll be maybe like my third time or fourth.
That's okay.
Time.
Honestly,
yeah.
I think I prefer to see your third or fourth, or like maybe 10th time versus your debut.
Okay.
Not in, just in a like the debut, you gotta do it, but it's always really hard.
Yeah, that's what everybody's
You have
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like ripping off a band-aid. You have to just go do it. But
yeah.
like, I don't know. I don't want to remember the first thing. I don't remember. I think I've like actually blacked out the first jokes I ever said at my first open mic. Like I never need to think about those jokes ever again.
Well, do you remember or is that
No, I really don't
okay.
remember. Like really they're gone. Like
so,
I've lost them.
I guess in some ways it's like super encouraging. It means that the bar is so low that it
yes.
doesn't matter what I say.
It literally doesn't. You can
mm-hmm.
say anything you want and you're gonna be totally fine, and then you'll do another one and you'll be better this one.
Yep, it's not like a podcast where it is recorded.
Oh my god. Speaking of the podcast,
yes.
Tanmay,
yeah.
Do you have a question that you would like to ask Jenny?
Because
like though
date.
This is a first date.
So, the old me would never ask this question.
Okay, but the new you.
But the new you, who's had the most extraordinary year of my life,
mm-hmm.
will ask this question without
okay.
being embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
It's a multiple choice question.
Okay.
How often do you laugh?
How often
never,
do I laugh?
Rarely, sometimes, or always?
Wow.
Wow.
That's a
beautiful wait, laugh?
That's a beautiful question.
Love.
How
love.
Often do I laugh? Okay.
No, laugh.
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 Laugh. Okay.
Like
sorry,
laugh.
Laugh.
Yeah.
I say answer both.
I can answer both?
Yeah.
Okay. How often I laugh is daily, all the time. I laugh all the time. I'm always laughing. I was just telling a friend this. We were talking about emojis and I was like, this emoji, the one with the hands. That's not my flirting emoji. I don't use that to flirt ever, but like, that's actually me.
Is it a flirting emoji?
So anything can be a flirting emoji
okay.
if you really mean it. But like this one, like the hands out, like I'm really happy emoji.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, that's my inner soul
okay.
as an emoji. But my outer soul is the one that's like the pleading eyes. And it's like.
So you're saying that you're laughing inside, but not on the outside.
No, on the outside, I'm just like. Like this, but on the inside, I'm always just like
okay.
really just like eager laughing, and I'm laughing on the outside too. But
okay.
I think those are, you know, if you're really thinking about what emojis represent you, those are the two that really represent me. But which was not your question. But I laugh all the time. I'm laughing all the time.
Amazing.
I'm always laughing, and then I'm also I think always loving too. Like I really try to like see the best in people all the time. I think. It's a quality I really like about myself, and I'm always really trying to like find the best part of someone, and then I can get really excited about people, even if they don't necessarily deserve it, just because I'm like, but this thing about them is amazing,
yeah.
you know? So like, I maybe love too much.
And how much do you live?
And how much do I live? You know what? I'm dead. I live 0%. I live 0%, but I'm laughing, loving all day.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm okay being set up with a dead person as long as I laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, now you have to answer your own question.
Yeah, you have to answer your own question.
I mean, at this point, I'm like all about like laughing and like positivity and like kindness and niceness.
Yeah.
Like that's like 100%. That's what I'm about. I laugh a lot. I laugh a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
And how much do you love?
That's a trick question.
Okay.
I try to be kind.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Okay, we'll move on. Okay,
yeah,
are you living?
I am living.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why I'm here.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
you are. You're fully living.
Yeah, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, I think this was our date, I think. It was great. Thank you so much for coming.
Cool.
To the
you.
Studio.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
this is
just
awesome.
Like flew by, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Just
yeah.
Yeah.
It just like it just goes really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. Really I'm excited for you to go to open mics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
This was super fun. Thank you.
Yeah,
for
appreciate
me.
It. Yeah, and feel free
yeah.
to go hang out and
oops.
Finish your
goodbye.
Wine and
yeah.
whatnot. Thank you so much, Tanmay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, awesome. Okay, now are we ready for date two?
Are you normally kind of a low voice? Yeah.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
also?
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That comes across, actually.
Okay, well, welcome to the date, Souk. We're so happy to have you.
Yeah, date number two, Souk.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'd love for you to just give us like maybe a one sentence introduction about who you are. And Jenny can hire you to do this, but tell them what you need to know.
Okay, I think you go first.
Talk about myself?
Yeah,
yeah. Like just
say
what you do.
Yeah.
Souk, I do medical devices. I design medical devices.
Design them?
I design them.
Cool.
And engineer them.
Okay.
I sell cold brew. I have a cold brew company that
oh.
I run.
Wow.
Do you have a medical
okay,
device
so
that
you...
injects cold brew into
uh-huh.
the bloodstream?
Yeah, it's an insulin pump that you fill with cold brew. So that's what I do. And I'm in New York for a month only. I live in San Diego.
Okay.
What?
But you're thinking about moving, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Send your Hinge profile.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Okay. So when, how, what's the vibe there?
What's the vibe?
In terms of like, yeah, San Diego versus New York.
That is where I'm from, so
is
I
it?
Was on the side too.
Where are you from? So I don't like talk shit, you know?
Oh, oh, feel free to talk shit.
Okay.
Toronto.
Okay, oh wow, it's hard, yeah. It's hard to talk shit about a fancy island.
Okay, okay, well, that was about talking shit.
Totally different, black and white. There's like way less people, you know? Mm-hmm. People are like a lot more calm and
yeah,
like don't yell at each other and stuff. You know?
How long have you been in San Diego?
10 years.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. It's time for a move.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 And New York is the best city in the entire world.
It's like a full 180 from
yeah,
from where I live, for sure.
Cool. I'll do my one sentence intro
okay,
too. If you want. Yeah, I'm Jenny.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for being on our podcast. My podcast, our podcast. I am a comedian actor, but then also I do event planning for my day job. Because this doesn't, no one's paying me to do this
what?
At this moment. Well, they pay me to host trivia.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's really cool. So the medical devices, how did you get into that and what are the devices?
I designed insulin pumps.
Okay.
I got into it. Because I have type 1 diabetes. My sister has type 1 diabetes.
Wow, okay.
So it's a, you know, it's a thing we have
mm-hmm.
collectively as a family. It's fun, you know?
Yeah, no, that's a lot. I have a close friend with diabetes.
Mm.
And I know it kind of sucks a lot. So it's very cool that you're trying to make it a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, it's fine. I just have to, like, eat gummy bears all the time. And
yeah, always snacking.
Always snacking.
Same.
Yeah.
But I don't have any excuse.
Yeah. Well, I usually wear a fanny pack. I left it out because I didn't know if I was going to be being filmed. And stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to, like,
we would love the fanny pack, though,
yeah,
if you wore it. It would be cool.
It's full of snacks and other stuff, so it's...
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome. And where are you staying while you're here?
I am on the Lower East Side.
Okay, do you like it? That's a place that a lot of, like, boys go the first time they move to the city.
I don't really know. I was in... Williamsburg like a couple years ago and it was
okay.
cool, but I wanted like to dive into like
Manhattan.
Full New York, you know, and
okay.
Williamsburg is kind of just like fancy like San Diego with no ocean in my opinion, like nicer buildings.
I see, but Lower East Side and Williamsburg to me are like kind of the same.
Are they?
Yes, they're the same people. It's just Williamsburg is Brooklyn and Lower East Side is Manhattan, but it's
yeah.
like it's the same like
yeah.
hot guys
I definitely
with finance jobs.
Oh, really?
Mostly, yeah.
I'm staying in, like, this... I've stayed in a couple Airbnbs. I've been here for, like,
okay.
a week and a half.
Oh, and you were switching Airbnbs?
Yeah, just kind of jumping around just to, like, feel it out. You know?
Cool.
And the first one was, like, a musician's drug den, pretty much.
Okay.
Which was interesting.
Okay.
And then the
did
one
did you get
now,
free drugs?
Well, yeah, that was the whole point.
Okay.
I messaged him on Airbnb, and then he was like, okay, let's take this offline. It was the whole thing.
Okay, fun.
And then now, like, first thing that happened when I moved into the one this morning is it was double booked. So there's two people
no.
standing there, like me and another gentleman, trying to figure out who gets the room, you know?
Who got the room?
I got the room. Yeah.
Okay, we have a question for you guys.
Okay.
And this is for you each to answer.
Okay, good.
Why would you want to date yourself? Or if you wouldn't, why not?
Wow, that's a hard one. You go
this,
first.
What? This is a... I don't think it's a hard question, but I do think it's, like, a full question.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
okay.
So
yeah. Wow.
Really?
Think
you can take
like,
you race through the deal, or the,
okay, well,
the icebreaker.
Okay, wow. I don't know. I think I'm personally a great person to date. I'm going to say. I would definitely date myself. Because I'm very fun. I'm a good mix of, like, very fun, spontaneous, want to go do things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously very brave to do something like this.
Sure.
Yeah, like adventure a lot. But then also I'm super, like, comfy, cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet. Like, very sweet. Like I like to be supportive of another person. So I don't know, that's my earnest answer. I'm blushing.
Jenny loves love.
I love love. Okay, anyway. You have to go now.
Okay, great.
Okay. Well, I hide behind my one. Okay.
Why would somebody date me? That was the question.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, would you date yourself?
I ask myself that all the time, honestly.
They shouldn't.
Let's see. You know, full-time bodyguard, you know, number one. You can take
that's
the
important.
Subway whenever you want, and, you know, don't have to mess with me.
Yes, you're very tall. What is your height, just for the world?
6'5".
That's
if you see her in person, we know he's not lying.
Exactly, on profiles yet.
Yeah.
What else? If you know you have kids with me, they get like multiple passports right out of the bat.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
That is nice.
Traveling's easy. The lines are. It's a whole
dual
thing.
Citizenship is cool.
Yeah, three actually. But
okay. Wow.
Three. It's a whole thing.
Okay, but I don't know if anyone's having kids with you like right now.
No, not right now.
Okay.
It's gonna be a while. But
okay.
You know, down the line. If I'm dating somebody, it's helpful.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Are you going to say where you have passports?
Sure, I can. I have an Israeli passport, I have a Dutch passport, and
ooh.
I have an American.
Wow.
Dutch is good, because Dutch is EU, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
EU is really nice. Yeah, EU gets you all over the place.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
It's 3+, I would say. Yeah.
And then I don't know what else. I should say something like actually about myself.
If you want to. I mean, the jokes are good. It's funny. It's realistic and it's funny. I was just very earnest.
Yeah, what else? Loyal to a T, I guess. Like, first guy to, like, get in a fight for my friends or something like that.
Okay, you've been in fights?
Which is a whole thing, you know, like, mostly in college. But, you know, if somebody, like, you know, walked by and grabbed your ass, I'd have to, you know, maybe
hit
punch
them
in the face. Yeah.
Okay, wow.
A protector.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I hope my mom's listening so she knows, like...
Yeah, everyone's saying, if someone grabbed your mom's ass, you would punch them. You would kill them.
Nobody's grabbing my mom's ass, I don't think, except my dad.
Okay.
And my dad is bigger and taller than me, so I think he's got it.
Okay, is your dad... I'm sorry. I was going to make a horrible comedy joke.
He's more like girthy, you know what I mean?
I was going to be like, oh, so your dad's not single, but does he want to be? But no.
So...
I'm kidding, I don't mean...
Okay, Sue, what is your first date question?
Yeah, what's your question?
I had one when I was sitting downstairs. Give me a second, it'll come back to my brain.
Okay.
Immediate deal breaker on the first date. If it's happened to you or not, like, I guess you can answer it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one from real life experience and one from not.
I had someone take a call while we were on the date.
Mm.
And I hated that so much.
Was
and
it an emergency though? I mean,
no, it wasn't an emergency. They were just like, oh, I'm gonna take this. And then it seemed like it was something very casual.
Like his friend.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm just sitting here. That's fine. Like, I don't want
to take a call during sex once.
Are you bored?
What? Yeah, exactly. But someone shouldn't take a call during sex.
In what stage? Like foreplay or?
Yeah.
No,
you're penetrating.
69.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Okay, that's a deal breaker on a date for me too.
Or 69, you
take
a call.
Yeah,
you have
out.
To go.
You're
out. You're done. You're out.
That's classic. Are you kidding me?
Okay, but what's yours? You have to tell me yours now.
I mean, the obvious ones, like, do they say something racist or they're mean to the waiter or waitress? That's like, okay, you're out.
Short class, eh?
I don't know. I haven't had too many bad ones because I can kind of just like feel like make it work. But I had a girl who like just yawned the entire time.
Was she sleepy?
It was like two. She was sleepy, but it's like, what are you doing on a date? It's like,
she didn't know she was sleepy. When she went out, that's not fair.
Drink too much.
It was like,
yeah.
It was just excessive.
I could yawn at any moment.
Oh, but you haven't yawned like 15 times since we've started.
Okay.
The cadence was an issue. You know?
I would be concerned on some level too. Like, why are you getting enough sleep, girl? Like,
do you need help? Like, do we not have to drop you?
What if she had an Airbnb that was double booked?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't know.
It's a good question. It's a good question.
Did you say something about it?
I fully did. Yes. Well, after a while, I was like, oh, is there, you like, are you, am I boring you? Or like.
And then what'd she say?
She was like, no. And then at the end, she like had realized how much yawning had taken place.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like apologetic about the yawning.
Yeah.
Which was nice. But, you know, it was like.
Her fate was.
I can't have a yawner, you know.
Right. It was too little, too late at this point.
No.
Right, then she meets your friends. She's yawning.
She's
at your
yawning.
Friends.
It's like, what's this girl's deal? Why is she yawning so much? It's all, I don't want to, you know.
That's fair. Okay. I wasn't convinced, but now I am.
About the yawning?
Yeah.
It was preposterous.
You got
it was
me
so
now.
Much.
Yeah.
Jenny's about to be like chugging 5-hour energy.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a Red Bull.
Jenny, do you have any final questions before you wrap up the day?
No, this was fun. So if you want to go on like a second one that's not filmed, you tell me later. I don't have to on camera.
Perfect.
Okay.
What do I say? Like first time caller, long time listener kind of thing? I always wanted to say that, you know?
Yeah. This is literally the opportunity.
I told all my friends at home that I'm going to be doing this, and so like they were going to have like a listening party, but it's not live, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
They can do a listening party when it comes out.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to be there for it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you won't be. You'll be here.
Yeah.
You killed.
Yeah, you'll be in New York. they'll be somewhere else.
I already pushed my trip out like 2 weeks, so they're getting like kind of nervous that I'm not coming back. But yeah.
We're
getting nervous you're going to go back.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The turning.
These are so short. Time really flies.
Yeah, time really does fly.
I'm Gary's wedding.
There we go!
Oh, you can applaud.
Do you want the best for last?
Do you think we should put a phone on there? I can give you mine.
Yeah. What do you think?
I feel less worried about that, but.
Neil, you guys feel a little weird.
No, I disagree. I love you. I miss you. Okay.
Cool.
Being more filming. No.
Renaissance man. Yeah.
Come on. It's 2021.
No,
man,
but
doing yoga is Renaissance.
Everybody should
be
doing
yoga. Ass in this category.
Yoga is for everyone.
Yoga is for everyone. I just think, like, have you ever seen a yoga class that's all men?
No.
Have you ever seen a yoga class that is all men?
No.
Have you?
And
well, we could find one.
If I went into a yoga class that was all men,
you'd
I would
be
run away.
Or not.
I would. I would be like, this is
it's always fun. Okay, should we start the day?
Yeah,
I think we're.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, why, Jeremy, how do you feel about hot yoga? Amazing. Let's do it. Once COVID's over, I'm back.
Hey, please welcome to the day, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, guys, before we fully get started, will you each give us like a one sentence introduction? Tell us who you are, what you're about, etc.
Okay, sure.
And maybe either where you're from or where you live.
Okay.
Depending on which
no,
answer.
I was gonna say, we're going to get into a fight. In our first
yeah, get the rest ready. Do I go first?
Yeah, you're
first. Please be in the camera, tell you.
Tell
me. Hi, I'm Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
I'm 31. I'm from New Jersey. I was born in New York, but moved to Montclair shortly after as many Brooklynites do.
Yeah.
Great, great town.
Cute.
Went to University of Maryland for journalism and moved back to Jersey after college. Now I live in Jersey City. I write about food and culture in New Jersey. I review restaurants. I write about trends in the restaurant industry. I've covered a lot of COVID stuff. I'm really lucky. I have a really fun job.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. I am also from New Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl.
She's trying to hide it. Trying to hide in her accent, but not in her outfit. I like it. We've seen the Instagram stories. She mentions Jersey when it's like, you know, acceptable or like cool, but then never moving back. We're getting back. One trip to Jersey City and you're sold. I'm telling you.
Oh, you're literally inviting me over right now.
Yeah.
Haven't you been to
this is like two. I'm on my second beer. I'm going to eat that much today.
Okay.
Cheers to that. Here's
like, Jenny, I don't think you realize how much art and culture there is in Jersey.
Yeah, maybe you should read up.
So much, yes.
Oh,
maybe you should
God.
Read NJ.com. It's a great website.
Here are the important things that have come up so far in this intro slash you interrupting my intro.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's allowed. I'm going to allow it this time because we've already been talking. We are already fighting. So, yes, I'm from Baskin Ridge. I wanted to move to New York City literally immediately. Then I did that. And I'm never going back to New Jersey, a place where arts and culture die.
Jeremy just walked out of the studio.
No.
He's gonna walk back to Jersey, folks.
There's a path. We have technology.
The path train is good. That's right. Okay, I do think the path train is nice. Okay, I will give New Jersey that.
Then we have the path.
You have the path. That's cool, Jersey. That's cool. And I went to Brown, and I went to a fancy private school that you cover in your publication.
Covered.
No longer. We're over that. And
that's so 2013.
Yeah, when I was, you were covering it right after I graduated.
When did you graduate?
No, I graduated in 2010. So
okay.
The 3 years after I graduated, you were covering.
No, I was there like 2012 to like 2014.
You just missed me.
I just missed you. I could have covered your yoga class.
Wow, that's wild. Okay, and the other thing I had to bring up is that you are watching my stories. And
I responded to your
stories.
You mentioned, if you're gonna go on a dating podcast and she's a comedian, you gotta watch the stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm watching your stories. You didn't request to follow me, I'm private. I'm I'm a very private person, but I might have said yes, just saying. Maybe not before the date.
I know you would have said yes. If I requested to follow you.
You audacity.
If I requested to follow you, you would have absolutely.
I would have made
like,
you wait.
Thank you so much. Or you would have been like immediately, like, I'm Barack so happy you're here.
Barack
you
Obama
like,
follows me on
them.
Twitter.
So
I don't
want to
hear this. Barack Obama follows me on Twitter.
Okay, he also follows me on Twitter.
He follows a lot of people on Twitter, but I'm one of them.
Wait, Barack Obama follows you on
Yeah,
Twitter?
It's just because we've been there since 2009.
Barack Obama follows me on Twitter?
No, you can't.
Okay, quick interruption. I feel like you guys would both have a good answer. What's your favorite funny out there word or description for sex?
Okay.
For me, it's boink. We've heard.
I like frickle frackle.
Yeah.
Those are I've never heard.
That's
life.
Not a thing. Not a frickle,
they're not lesbians. So.
Frickle
frackle
tonight.
No.
Sounds like Fraggle Rock or some shit. That's not sexy.
That's
no.
What happened. This is the journalist. This is the journalist who's telling you that it's not.
Breaking news. That's
breaking
not
news.
A thing.
That's a lot.
That's what we say here in New York City.
New York City. Oh, this, New York City. New York City. Wow. The big. We got the buildings.
Okay. My favorite silly word for sex is. I said it like I knew what I was gonna say. So I'm again thinking about it.
If it's too much of a stump.
This is heartbreaking. You're a comedian who can't think of something funny to say about
ugly.
Sex.
Funny word. I don't like to be negged.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to motivate you, but I'll back away. My bad. Okay. Yeah. I know you're funny. I've watched your stories.
You love my stories, even. So I'm trying to add.
You're love on the first date. Come on.
Jesus. Okay.
I can give you another softball.
No.
I have my answer.
Okay,
can I go?
Answer?
Oh, come on. I was like, shipping.
Stupid.
There's nothing better than stupid.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did. Like, you get laid last night? I'm like, no, but I stoked. I stoked her all night on the Sabbath. And I'm just kidding.
Stupid is funny. Is that explicitly for Jewish women? Or?
No. You can stup anyone. It's all inclusive stupid.
Everyone can be stupped.
Yes. It's
okay. Important. Because it feels like it's Yiddish. Is it Yiddish?
I think so.
Yeah.
I should know that, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
It feels
like
Yiddish.
I just like saying it. I don't even know how to spell
funny.
It.
Okay, I don't think this is my favorite, but this is what's coming to mind, okay? Did the nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's very like 1970s.
Oh,
your mom,
but I like
did it. You do the nasty?
Yeah, we did
yes,
the nasty. We did do the nasty. I think nasty is a fun word.
But ain't nothing nasty about it. I don't know.
Okay.
That's my favorite. But you know what? It's funny.
I agree.
I do that. It's funny.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Those are... Because there's nothing else that I can think of, honestly, that's coming to me right now.
Boning is kind of funny.
Boning is funny.
That's very, like,
boning
that's very
is
school.
Funny.
I mean.
Bone, yeah.
Smash the Eeks.
Oh, Smash is.
Smash.
I like Smash, actually. That's a good one.
Did you say Smash Beak?
No, Eeks.
Yeeks?
Smash a Yeek.
Wow.
I thought you said Smash
y'all
Cheeks.
You're from New York. All right, whatever. Never mind. Next question.
Is that
Cheeks.
Only in
Yeeks.
Jersey?
No, it's not
Cheeks.
Only in Jersey. Cheeks, yeeks,
cheeks,
smash
yeeks. Okay, and we're talking butt cheeks.
No, not the face cheeks. Yeah, the butt cheeks.
Yeah, not the face cheeks.
I feel like we're in sex ed right now.
Okay, and just making sure because this is a new phrase to me.
Well,
and I'm asking as someone who is a professional in a workplace that's about like giving information to people. So, you know.
Okay, we have one more question for you. This one might be harder. Why did your last relationship end?
He was a magician.
No,
I'm thinking for me. You gotta do your research.
We dated during the pandemic and we met like this on a speed date, but over Zoom. And we dated for like 2.5 months and he kind of surprised me and dumped me out of the blue, and I really was shocked and didn't understand or expect it to happen. And he explained later that he had kind of a gut feeling that we weren't right for each other in the long term, which is something I will not argue with. I'm like, great, if that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. And I have no hard feelings about it. But it was like, I got dumped out of the blue last time from my relationship, which like, sucks.
It does suck. Getting dumped always sucks.
Getting dumped sucks, but getting dumped when it's like, you know, we're fighting, or not that I've ever fought with a significant other, really, honestly. I've had, like...
Okay.
Wow, this is not a... It's
all
I do. This is a therapy session now. How did that make you feel?
No, I haven't really... I've never been in a relationship where we're fighting all the time and we're trying to make it work. I've never been in a
relationship
like that.
Sounds healthy. Yeah, well...
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's, like, a healthy amount of fighting.
Disagreeing.
Yeah. And like saying and voicing when something's wrong is very important.
Yes.
But if you're like the couple is always yelling outside the bar
or
like on the phone, that's bad.
That's
horrible. That's not
helpful. And that's never been me. That's never been me. But I have like been in a relationship that I knew was bad for me because it was very hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
And like in that case, it's the worst in the entire world.
Yeah,
it's something
like
you do.
Medium warm, like, and sometimes it gets hot.
And, yeah, and then and like, and when it's very hot, you're
But you don't
want
to burn yourself, so you gotta bring it.
Yeah. So I've had that before, and then I was dumped in a relationship like that, and honestly, it was for the best. Like, I was devastated, but I can look at that and be like, thank fucking God, because my stupid 25-year-old brain was gonna let this go on forever. But, I think sometimes getting dumped, if you're being stupid and you're staying in something that's not good for you, is the right thing to happen. And like, otherwise, it hurts to be dumped. That's what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense?
I'm
three glasses
sense.
Of wine in.
Yeah, yeah. You're and we're getting deeper.
Hot take. It hurts to be dumped.
Getting dumped always sucks. And because, I mean, like, the nature of dating, it's like, it's vulnerability. It's like saying, I care about you. I like you. I want to like have these moments with you. I want to tell you about myself, tell you things that I'm not telling anyone else. So no matter if it's right or wrong, it hurts. But I'm sorry that happens. But my most recent relationship was I was seeing someone for about a year, and it was like there was a lot of good there, but it was also like explicitly casual, but like the lines were getting blurry, and I thought that she wanted more, and I knew I didn't want more, and I was like starting to like think like, am I doing the wrong thing here? Mm-hmm. Like, I should probably tell her how I feel. And I was like, hey, look, this has been really fun. You're really great. I'm not feeling this the way you're feeling this. And I think that we should stop seeing each other. And she got really mad and she said some mean things.
Really?
I'm apparently a fuckboy in soft packaging, which was like...
And you disagree with that.
I mean, I disagree, but also, as a writer, I kind of appreciate it. I just think I'll be some asshole and, like, a bunch of peanuts.
Right, that's a good image.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's me.
Put that in The New Yorker. No, put that in Modern Love in The New York Times. Mm. Yeah.
Fuck one stuff. I should have my Tinder profile, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I'll get me on more dating apps. Or
dude, that's me too. That's why I can't listen to Olivia Rodrigo's new album. Okay, that joke's not for you. That's for the listener.
No. Don't get me started about that album. Wait. Which album we're talking about?
Olivia Rodrigo?
Sour.
Yes.
Sour.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I can't stop.
I think we all agree. Everyone agrees. We love Sour.
I kind of want you to break my heart so I can listen to that album and be like, yes, that's how I feel. So if you don't come to Jersey, I'll know why. It's because you want me to feel that way.
Yeah.
But this relationship, it was early in COVID. I didn't know, no one knew how long this thing was going to last. I went on my first date. That was, I think, like late May, early June 2020. Mm-hmm. I went on my first post-COVID date or whatever, like a month ago. I'm
right.
Kind of getting back out there. But like, it was shitty because like, on one hand, I knew it was the right thing to do. And I was like thinking about I was talking to other girls. And I also was like, she's great. We've had fun, but it's just not there. And like, mm-hmm. If it's not there, it's not there. And like, I don't know, being single during COVID and not dating, that sucks. I wasn't comfortable doing it, and now I'm back out here trying to get on as many dating podcasts as I can because I know that's the way to do it, especially if she's from
two for
Jersey
one here.
And went to Brown.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, and I'm not usually the dumper, and I wouldn't even say that I dumped her because we weren't, like, she was not my girlfriend, but
okay.
I'm usually the dumpy, so I feel for you. It sucks.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I'm often the dumpy.
Yeah,
you know.
Sassy girl from New Jersey. Angry girl. You know.
Baby girl gets dumped.
Jeremy, what is your first date question?
A first date question?
Yeah, oh my God. We haven't even asked your questions.
I have so many questions. I ask questions for a living. So
that's true.
I have
to do it.
Sorry, what's your job?
All right. So if you should I ask a silly question or a serious question?
I don't know.
Okay.
Whichever one you want.
I'm gonna ask both.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask both.
Okay.
What is your favorite emoji?
Okay, I was actually just talking about emojis, but my favorite one is different than the ones I was talking about. The one that I use the most, mm-hmm. the one that comes out all the time because it just feels right, is the little smiley face angel.
Mm-hmm. I love that one. That's a very
me
good
too,
one.
It's really good. And just like, I have to do this thing. Angel.
No, it's very versatile because you can actually, it could be an angelic moment or it could be ironically like,
since I'm a dirty,
like I shook last night, angel face.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. That's
yeah,
good one.
That's probably my favorite, or at least the one that I'm using the most right now.
Yeah. The like most recent emojis thing in your phone is very telling. It's very, very vulnerable to show someone.
It is. Well, it's going to be mostly hearts for me. The camera is a lot of hearts. The camera emoji with a flash, because I like that one better. But that's like, this picture was taken by this person.
Ooh,
and then
photo
the...
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm giving photo credit. I give photo credit to my photographers.
Okay,
are you kidding me? Of course I am. And the angel.
I take a picture that gets posted. I remember this.
Yeah, photo credit. And then the devil that's smiling, the purple one.
Who does the other one, right?
I don't know. That one. Freaks.
But like,
you're being the devil, but you're sad about it?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're being flirty, if you're being like, and like a serious, not like you're actually like, we're gonna show up tonight, and then
the emoji. Wow, this is a personal question.
Yes,
that I ask in my own podcast.
Didn't notice.
Okay. I mean, I'm always also kind of joking, though. So it's going to be the angel. She's
okay.
Good for everything. She's good for everything, but like...
Do you want to drop my eggplant?
No, never in my life. Or the like three wet spots. No, thank you.
Well, what do you combine the two?
The eggplant and the three wet spots.
Who poor eggplants? Eggplants, Adam had no idea that they're like, oh, people love eggplants. Nope, it's going to be a dick.
Yeah, it's a dick.
Give us a dick emoji, Apple.
Okay, actually, the drooling one only comes out when it's actually something sexy.
Oh, I associate
this
it with food.
No,
so...
I associate that with like.
Okay.
The drooling.
Noted.
I associate that one with Rick and Morty.
Okay. That's not what it means to me. I've never even seen an episode.
Yeah, I only have one on Tinder date. Okay, Jeremy, what are your emojis?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My favorite emoji recently has been smile and crying.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels very versatile.
Well, you love to laugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, just like, I
that's
don't know.
How boomers laugh.
I'm 31, I'm not dead. I know that the like cry, the full crying emoji is like, is out, but that's like you
we're
can't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Might as well delete it. And I like the emoji that's like welling up with tears. But I've used that on older family members, and they're like, "Why are you crying?" I'm like, "No, don't context."
No.
So I really, and also the Olivia Rodrigo album, ton of like very much smiling, crying.
Yeah.
Like yes, I feel that this makes me happy. Yes, this is sad. So I use that one a lot. I use the angel one a lot also.
Yeah,
so I'm a very angelic character.
Okay. Sure.
But if we're getting sexy though, the smirking emoji.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you're stooping, it's the
stooping.
Stooping.
Stooping NYC. Well, that's where I got
stooping.
My dresser.
Stooping.
I like the monkey with the hands over the eyes. For me, that's like, I said something flirty, but I'm shy.
Embrace it. Come on. Yo, you said it. You said it. No kink shaming in 2021.
No
kink shaming.
Yeah. I love the heart emoji. I don't know. I'm a loving person.
Yeah,
I like this. I'm a simple heart. People need to see it. Tell people you love them. It's important.
It is really
check
important.
Up on people.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know.
This guy knows it all.
I'm
very, saying all the right things, Jeremy.
I'm so woke. You can't say woke is out. You can't say woke.
Yeah, you should not say woke.
All right. Another more serious question. What is something you learned about yourself during COVID?
Okay. So, you know the advice you get in school that's like, if you can be anything other than an actor, you should do that? That advice they give you, they're like, if you can be anything else, like, it's the hardest. Don't do that. Do anything else. If you can do anything else but that, do that. During the pandemic, I really learned that I actually cannot do anything else. I was like, everything else is making me sad. I was like, I feel really depressed not being creative and not performing. Mm-hmm. I really felt that way. And I was like, yeah, oh my God, I'm going to have to be in a creative profession until I die because I will feel horrible if I'm not. So it just kind of solidified something for me, and that, like, truly the advice you get when you're, like, in acting, when you're taking acting in college or in high school, is like, no, you should do something else if you can. And it's, the thing is, like, yeah, I'm capable of doing something else. I legitimately am doing something else. It's my day job. That's what I'm paid to do. But, like, the pandemic really proved to me, like, no, that's what you want to be doing most in the world.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, but it also, it was a lot of crying.
Yeah,
it was
like, there was a lot of crying this year.
There was so much crying. I was crying all the time. I was really depressed.
Well, you're very funny, and I've seen some of your reels, and I have faith. And NJ.com would probably buy your Jersey Girl character that you posted.
Would they? Are you going to introduce me to the person that's
going to buy it? I mean, depends on how the rest of the date goes, but you know, got to come to Jersey for that. We don't negotiate on, you know, enemy territory.
Oh, my God. Getting me to come to Jersey City is truly
going to happen. Maybe, even if it's not for stupid. If it's just, if it's just check me out.
Okay.
I just had to use the word. Okay. No, but let me tell you, Jersey City is a trump card in the dating world.
Okay.
Because
excuse me.
Look, I don't
bleep.
Ace in the hole. Look, I don't. Come on, I'm trying.
I've renamed it the Hillary card.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. I like that. Or the Elizabeth Warren card. Which, if I had a choice, go ahead.
Sure.
It's an ace in the hole, which, you know, that's another word for sex. But no, it's great because every girl, oh, I'm not coming to Jersey, blah, blah, Jersey's stupid. I moved here from Nebraska, but I know Jersey sucks. Or I'm from New Jersey and I'm not going back.
You know, I support that Nebraska.
We have better bagels and better pizza and
Papa John's.
The fact that you said better bagels and better pizzas, I'm like, this is going very well. And then you said that.
Okay, I could, all right, well, you don't have to slip. I will take you to a million better pizza places in New Jersey and a million better bagel places in New Jersey.
Wow.
Even though I have pizza reservations in 17 minutes at a pizza place.
You're
going to
make it.
No, check this. So, girl, I'm not coming to Jersey. Blah, 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 this, blah, blah, that. After one good day in New York, you got to come to Jersey. Okay, I'll come to Jersey. They hop on the path. It's quicker than they thought.
This
is so cute. It's like Brooklyn. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you have a barcade. Oh, the rocks of the pizza. And I'm like, yeah, Jersey City's great. I told you. And then, boom, shopping. You should not let me say that word.
I can do whatever I want.
I just don't want to.
Okay, well.
Not going to say it again.
I think you guys will get there.
It's Jersey City.
To Jersey City, that
is. Yeah, I think I could go to Jersey City.
Okay, that's wow.
Thank
God. It's been 15 minutes. Jersey City is great. And, you know, I highly recommend it.
Okay, well, I would say this is a great first date. I mean, just sitting behind you. I mean, kind of the adjacent table.
I want to follow you to the pizza place.
Yeah. Come through. I made a reservation for two just in case. Yeah. You gotta ask me some questions. Come on.
Yeah. Any last wrap up questions, Jenny? Before we.
Yeah. I'm so used to asking questions. I love being asked questions. And the only thing I answered was about, like, an emoji or something. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't.
Prepare for the third date?
No, I wasn't asked if I had to prepare.
Do you have any more questions for me?
No, but I. What did you learn from your
experience? Oh, I have very good
answers to that. You didn't answer.
Okay, so I learned three very important things.
Okay.
Family's always been very important to me, mm-hmm. but during COVID, I realized even more. I was buying groceries for my family. I wasn't able to see my family.
Yeah.
I lived in Morris Plains at the time. And I wasn't comfortable. I would buy them the groceries and I would drop them off in the front yard and then go to the backyard and play with the dog and like say hi. And like, I actually got to write something about like how fucked up it was during COVID, like wanting to see your family, not sure. And like the fear of giving my family COVID was my number one fear for the entire thing. And so during the holidays, I got tested a million times and I quarantined And then I went back to my family's in Cedar Grove now. Just so many Jersey references. And
we gotta talk about Jersey.
Yeah, we do.
We gotta talk about Jersey.
I'm not talking about Taylor Ham or Pork Roll, whatever religion you practice. Yeah, I agree. Contractually, I'm not allowed to say that. But okay. So got to go back with my family and spend time with my parents and my sister and my dog for like 2 weeks of like uninterrupted, just like family time. And it was so, so nice. And like, I like was devastated to leave, even though I have a very good situation in Jersey City. So that made it, I don't know, put things in perspective. Like, I love my family and they're probably the most important thing in my life. Another thing that I learned is I love what I do. For a long time when I was running my food, it was just kind of like finding fun restaurants, finding something that was Instagrammable. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, hey, now it's COVID. Now the entire industry is like, you know, circling the drain. And so many good places are going to close. And so many people are going to lose their dream. And you talk about getting into acting being insane. Getting into the food industry is batshit crazy. Because like the best restaurants close all the time. The margins are so thin. And then they couldn't serve, you know, food. And then they could only do takeout. And they could only do outdoors. And like, I was on the phone with restaurant owners all day, every day. And it's really great when you get an interview where they want to talk. And I got so many people that wanted to tell me their stories. And it was, like, really, really hard. But it was also, like, I'm doing this for a reason. And it's not just New Jersey has the best pizza and bagels. It's also, hey, this is an industry that's like facing, you know, looking down the barrel of like, you know, extinction. And I'm really, really proud. I was wanting to be a sports writer when I was in high school and college, and I never thought about food writing, and I'm so, so glad that I did. And this whole year has sucked, and there's so many negatives and so many bad things, but like the fact that I now feel, you know, further validated and think I've gotten better at what I do, and just having a different perspective. I'm no longer just thinking like, oh, let me tell me about your food, or like tell me about this pizza, or tell me whatever. It's like, hey, tell me about like why you got within this restaurant. Tell me about the struggle of opening this restaurant. And like also talking to restaurant workers. Like, hey, you guys have been on the front lines of this for a year, and like people don't give a shit because people want they want their food, they want it now, and they're assholes. And there's so many, like the I feel so much for the service industry. And I was able to write a story recently talking to them. And I felt very validated by that. So yeah, COVID made me realize I love my family and my job.
It's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
I'm very, very lucky. I mean, a ton of bad shit happened, but very, very, very blessed to have those two things.
Yeah. Cool.
And on a not funny note, damn.
No, sometimes we're sweet.
Sometimes.
And that's a better way to get to know someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for leaving New Jersey to come to New York.
Yeah,
City.
I'm going the fuck back. I love New York. I was born here. Mm-hmm. I was raised in Jersey. But, you know, no, you're great. You're great. This is awesome. You two are awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Jeremy.
So much.
We so appreciated having you on.
No, this is a lot of fun. Thank you.
And they're going to give you my number. So.
Dope.
Yep. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Dope.
I mean, that's about
yeah. We know the DMs haven't been working, so we'll
give
you a direct line.
Wow. She told. I got a couple of responses. Look, I thought
I'm
it was
responding.
Like, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, she's responding, but she didn't follow you back? Jenny. Okay, maybe
look, my Instagram is fucking money. Like, my dating, look, honestly, dating profile. Pretty, I mean, like,
it was good.
Solid. Like,
it was very solid. The one thing that I was like, was the New Jersey element.
Okay,
but
so there's nothing I can do about that.
Y'all
will
have to end
that's for you too.
That's
for
me
too. Jeremy, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming.
Yeah, no,
so
this
for
is
you
seriously
lovely.
This
and everyone subscribe to, NJ.com.
NJ.com. J_Schneider on Twitter.
I'm going to say bye.
Thank you.
We're going to finish up.
Very nice meeting you.
Yeah, I
love
you.
Thank you for coming out.
I'm going to Leo. It's been on my list for forever, and then when I saw that this was very next to it, I was
like, okay, Jenny, you did it.
Okay, gals.
You did it.
We did it.
Bravely the troops.
We did it. We all did it.
That
oh
was
my
an
God.
Impressive marathon.
That was truly a marathon. I feel actually exhausted, and I don't know how they do it on any MTV reality TV dating show.
Right. Mm-hmm. Surely they have extensive writers.
Yes. Yes. And surely they also, like, take big breaks or something. Right. Who even knows? Because, like, back to back to back like this was very, it was easier mm-hmm. over Zoom. It's yeah. harder in person.
Yeah, when you're lying in right. bed, it's a little different.
Yeah, when you're just, like, sitting at your desk and you're like, he can't see my bottom. Yeah, like, yeah, it's a little easier.
My booty.
Yeah, my booty yeah. is covered. You can see it.
I will say all three of them brought extremely different energy.
They really yes. did. I had three very different dates.
Yeah.
A beautiful job bringing them together.
Yes.
I'm going to say cheers to that. Oh,
cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Okay, stupid. Yeah, I have good. A favorite.
Mm-hmm. I think we can probably guess.
Wait, I want to say who your favorite was and who my favorite was.
Okay.
Okay, I am partial, and I'm going to say this. Hold your reactions. I'm partial to Jeremy because he does remind me of a friend of ours. Oh, absolutely bungled the first day.
Okay.
And for that reason, I have a soft spot.
Okay, I think Jeremy did his homework the best.
He really did.
Said who you were, referenced a joke of yours.
He did. He knows my stand-up.
Was prepared with questions.
Which is either
high energy.
Which is either like a really good thing or like a really red flag, like a big red flag. You know?
I was impressed by his preparation.
Me too. And he's a journalist.
And I learned a few times that he was a writer.
Yes. He's a writer. And
so who's your favorite?
Okay, well, my favorite is number two.
Yeah, Sue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do think you had the most natural connection.
Yeah, and like I think that kind of like it was easy chemistry.
Totally.
I think. I hope he would say the same.
He was funny without trying too hard.
Yeah.
Which is hard to strike as comedians, you know.
Yeah.
He was never trying too hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 100%. So we'll see if we go on another date.
And yeah, Tanmay was definitely in it for the networking.
He was, absolutely. And Tanmay is going to come to my open mic, and I'm so happy for him to do that. I'm starting my open mic. Tanmay is going to be there. I'm going to help him figure out how to tell jokes. Yep. Live on stage.
And a coach is such a different role than a girlfriend.
It really is. And
you know, equally as important.
Yeah. Very important. Very important. You should not mix the two. Actually, you should never mix the two. And I'm really happy to help him on his journey. And I hope he got the exposure he wanted today on this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really hope he did.
I think he did.
And he was really sweet, and I do like him. I know that we're going to help him with his comedy career.
Yeah.
Rather than stopping. If I'm saying it that the right way.
I am blown away by Jeremy's, kind of harking back to his preparation, the fact that he made a dinner reservation
he
for
did.
Two at the end of the
he
day.
Did.
I think that's very sweet.
It is really sweet.
And I think it really shows a dedication to A, his craft, and B, his love life. And though we, have plans as girlies to go get nachos ourselves.
Right.
Yeah, the girlies are getting dinner and going out with my friends after this date because we have to go.
They don't include Jeremy.
And I'm really sorry about that, but like, I heard the food is really, really good in Jersey City.
Okay, here's something I didn't want to intrude on the date. I will say I recently did an overnight in Jersey City with my boyfriend. We stayed at a hotel.
On purpose. And, because you wanted to.
On purpose because we wanted a view of Manhattan.
Oh, pretty.
And I hated it. I went to one restaurant that was kind of the classic waterfront restaurant.
Yeah.
The service was so bad that, I mean, you know, and look, they were overworked, but the service was bad. We received one of the three dishes we ordered over the course of 2 hours before we finally gave up and ultimately had to go to a different restaurant to eat dinner.
Yeah, you went back into Manhattan to eat.
Now we went to Johnny Rockets.
Oh, I always loved Johnny Rockets.
Veggie burger, and that place was, awesome.
Amazing, always.
They did some,
like, everywhere you go to Johnny Rockets.
It's going to be amazing. You're going to love it.
And then the morning we went and got a croissant and some coffee, and both. Weirdly bad.
Oh, no.
Really, really nice place. So here's what I'm saying about
Jersey City,
food culture, Jersey City. Oh my god! And we were walking along the main strip, kind of trying to get to the city. There was a line around the block for this dance club. This is about a month ago, or 2 months ago. So
you shouldn't be dancing.
February, March. You know,
don't dance.
Are
Stop
not
dancing.
Out.
Don't dance.
Are not out. But you know, restrictions were lifting, so people were in line to go to this club, and things got so rowdy with people trying to push their way in that. Three police cars did have to come, I know, because it was across the Johnny Rockets. So that's kind of my quick objective commentary on Jersey City.
But
please go.
Well, I want to give you some advice on San Diego. Perfect city, perfect people. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, okay, really important. And I just have to say, the state of New Jersey is really important to me. It made me.
Yeah.
I love New Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't live there, but I love it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's an important, essential place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not trying to hate on it. And no. We love NJ.com. Well,
I love NJ.com.
If NJ.com wanted to have anything to do with us,
yeah.
I think we say yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we said absolutely NJ.com.
I'd love to see. Maybe I didn't go to the right places. Johnny Rockets was great. My favorite of my three, but
you gotta go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Any city you're in, you gotta go to the Cheesecake Factory.
I need a professional recommendation.
But I think at the end of the day, we had in-person dates.
Yeah.
We freaking did it.
Yeah.
Mikasa Studios is amazing.
Seriously, yes. The best team in the world, the best space. We've had an amazing time.
I'm about to book my bridal photos.
Emily's getting married and it's happening right here at Mikasa. And
I've peed 6 times. Each time has been amazing.
We love it here. We really support it. Powered by Mikasa literally all the way.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I hope that I'll have good news about one of my dates. Maybe next time we all check in.
Okay,
we'll see.
It's open.
And Okay Stupid, the podcast, it absolutely works. That's what I have to say. Yeah. Okay Stupid, the podcast, it absolutely works.
No, Okay Stupid times Hinge, our famous collaboration.
Time receipts.
Yeah, times receipts, of course.
Hinge, yeah, Hinge.
In terms of bringing
Hinge brought us the boys.
Thank you all for listening, and feel free to sound off in the comments about which guy you think Jenny should...
All right, should we do it all at once?
Oh yeah, okay.
Thanks for listening, and
poo-doo-doo next week.
Woo! Okay,
that's it.
Now let's go to that same pizza place.
We gotta
go. Decidedly sit.
This has been Receipts, a dating podcast with evidence, hosted by Jenny Gorlick.
And produced by Andrew McGuire.
Make sure to follow us on social media. I'm at Jenny Sequa, JenNyCestQuoi on Instagram, and at Jenny Gorlick on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at McGuiguy, at MCGUI_GUI.
The cover art is by Megan Patzel. The theme song is written by Dylan Adler, sung by Cheno Pinter, and produced by Douglas Wittig. Check out full videos on YouTube and rate us on Apple Podcasts. And make sure you subscribe. If you need dating advice, we'd love to help you out. Send us a DM to @receiptspod.